In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Imam, or Ummah, in the Holy Quran.
Some verses of the Holy Quran include the words, Imam, or Ummah, and their interpretation. First verse. And among from you, there should be a party, who invite to good and enjoin what is right, and forbid the wrong, and those, it is that shall be successful. The Holy Quran 3:104. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, alayhi salam, that, this verse is about the infallible Imams of Ali Muhammad and their followers. They invite people to good and to the true religion of Allah, and enjoin what is right, and forbid the wrong. The Blessed Sheikh Tabarsi has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, he used to recite this verse in this way. And among from you there should be Imams. It means that, there should be an infallible Imam, and leader amongst you, having these qualities, infallibility, divinely endowed with knowledge, moral excellence, miracles, extraordinary genius, and divine ordination and authorization. Even, if this verse has Ummah, it would also refer to the infallible Imams. Because to order good and stop from evil, is their effective duty.
Second verse. You are the best nation, ever brought forth for mankind, you bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and have faith in Allah. And if the people of the book had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them, some are faithful, but most of them, are transgressors. 3:110. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, from good like chain of narrators, has narrated from Ibn Sinan that, I recited this verse before Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, and the Hazrat said, is this nation, the best amongst all nations? One which has martyred the Prophet of Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen, Bibi Fatima, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein, alayhimas salam? As a parenthetical statement, we add, is this nation, the best amongst all nations? One which has been leading by the worst tyrant despots of the human history, such as Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Muawiyah, Yazid, Bani Umayyah, Bani Abbas, Bani Osman and other self-called Islamic groups and governments? Ibn Sinan said, may I be sacrificed for you. Then, how was this verse revealed? The Imam replied, you are the best Imams, who were created for the guidance of the people. Then he said, don't you see that, after this, Allah has praised them, with qualities that, are the qualities of the true Imams? The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, this verse was revealed in praise of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his vicegerents. In another authentic tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, in the explanation of this verse, it is mentioned that, it is the nation on which the prayer of Ibrahim became incumbent, as the Almighty Allah says. And when Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundations of the house, our Lord accepted from us, indeed you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Our Lord, and make us both submissive to you, and raise from our offspring a nation submitting to you, and show our ways of devotion, and turn to us mercifully. Indeed you are the all-clement, the all-merciful. Our Lord, and raise up in them an apostle from among them, who shall recite to them your communications, and teach them the book, and the wisdom, and purify them. Indeed you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. The Holy Quran 2:127-129. When Allah accepted the supplication of Ibrahim and Ismail and appointed Imams from his progeny, who will be obedient, and from that nation, and appointed a prophet who will read the verses of Allah, and teach the book and wisdom. After that, Ibrahim recited another prayer that keep that progeny away from polytheism and idol worship and protect them from all these things, so that Imamah can be from them, and that people may follow them, and then said. And when Ibrahim said, my Lord, make this city secure, and save me and my sons, from worshipping idols. My Lord, Surely they have led many men astray, then whoever follows me, he is surely of me, and whoever disobeys me, thou surely art forgiving merciful. The Holy Quran 14, 36. The Imam said that, Imams and the nation can be only those from whom the Prophet has been raised, and they will be from the progeny of Ibrahim. That is why, the medium nation, and the best nation, are the Ali Muhammad from whom the Prophet was raised, and the Almighty Allah has turned the hearts of the people towards them, and that is the aim of the prayer of Ibrahim. Therefore make the hearts of some people, yearn towards them. The Holy Quran 14, 37. The Blessed Ibn Shahra Ashub, has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, he said, the best nation are Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. And according to another tradition, the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet are better than all Ahlul Bayt who are created for guiding the people. Also, it is narrated that, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, recited the verse in this way. You are the best Imams, and said that Jibrail had brought in this way, and the verse refers to Muhammad, Ali and the infallible vicegerents from their progeny. It is clear from traditions that, in whichever way the verse may address the holy infallible Imams, alayhimas salam, only. Even, if the whole Ummah is meant, since they are the best, the verse refers to them alone, and not to every person of the Ummah.
Third verse. And indeed this your nation is one nation, and I am your Lord, therefore be careful of your duty to me, the Holy Quran 23, 52. Most commentators have said that, nation, refers to community. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar and Ibn Shahra Ashub, Rahmatullah Alayhima, have narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, nation, refers to Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam.
Fourth verse. And we made of them, Imams to guide by our command, when they were patient, and they were certain of our communications. The Holy Quran 32, 24. At another place, after having mentioned, Pharaoh and his army, Allah says. And we made them, Imams who call to the fire, and on the day of Qiyamah they shall not be assisted. And we caused a curse to follow them, in this world, and on the day of Qiyamah, they shall be of those made to appear hideous. The Holy Quran 28, 41-42. The Blessed Ali Ibn Ibrahim, Kolani, Safar, Ibn Mahiyar and others, Rahmatullah Alayhim, with many chains of narrators, have narrated, from Imam Sa'adik and Imam Bagir, Alayhimas Salam, that, there are two types of Imams, according to the Book of Allah, because Allah has said, and we made of them Imams, to guide by our command. That is, they guide people according to Allah's command, and not according to the wish and will of the people, and they give preference to the commands of Allah, rather than their own. At another place he says, and we made them Imams who call to the fire. It means, the leaders of disbelief and deviation, who prefer their own opinion to that of Allah, and give judgments according to their whims and fancies, against the orders of Allah. In Basairat Darajat, there is a tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, the world was never devoid of a good Imam and a bad Imam. The good character Imam, is the one who is mentioned in the first verse and the bad character Imam, is one who is mentioned in the second verse. In another tradition, he says, only a just Imam reforms the people, and not an unjust Imam. After that Imam, alayhi salam, recited both the verses. It is narrated, from Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, that, from the Quraysh are good character Imams, for the good people, and of them are bad Imams, for the evil people. Then Imam read the second verse. The Blessed Furat ibn Ibrahim and ibn Mahiyar, narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, on the explanation of the verse. And we made of them Imams, to guide by our command. The Holy Quran 32, 24. That, this verse was revealed for the infallible Imams, from the progeny of Fatima, and it is especially for them, because they guide people according to the commands of Allah. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated, from the same Imam, that this verse was revealed for the infallible Imams of the progeny of Fatima. There are many traditions on this topic, but these are sufficient for sensible people. If someone doubts that the first verse was revealed after the mention of Musa and Israel, and the other one after the mention of Ishaq and Yaqub, and all the prophets, and similar to that, and the other verse came after the incident of Pharaoh and his army. So how it is possible that the first be in the praise of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, and the second verse about their enemies? The answer is that, many times, it is stated that Allah mentions the stories of the past people, so that this ummah acquires advice from them, and that they should be the examples for this ummah. So, apparently the verse is about the past people, but in its allegorical meaning, it is the example of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and after him, the holy Imams, alaihimus salam, and their enemies, that they are similar to Pharaoh, Karun, and Namrud, and people like them would be similar to the caliphs of this ummah, and they would be enemies of Ahlul Bayt, alaihimus salam, such as Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, Muawiyah, Yazid, Bani Umayyah, Bani Abbas, Bani Osman, and other self-called Islamic groups and governments. It has thus come that Pharaoh, Haman, and Garun are the first, second, and third caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and that Samari of this ummah is the second fellow, Umar, and the calf is the first one, Abu Bakr. Because in the Holy Quran, there are many verses, whose beginning portion is about one, and the last portion about someone else.
Fifth verse. In this way, we have made you the medium nation, so that you be witness for the people. The Holy Quran 2, 143. There are many traditions narrated by pure Imams, alayhimus salam, that we are the medium nation, and we are witness for the creatures of Allah and His proof on the earth. No guidance except through the true infallible Imams, who are the medium or vasila between Allah and His creation, and no salvation from divine chastisement, but through them.
Sixth verse. And we have recorded everything in a manifest Imam. The Holy Quran 36, 12. Most commentators have said that the manifest Imam refers to the protected tablet, Lauhi Mahfuz. But in many traditions, related by the holy Imams, alayhi salam, the manifest Imam refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. The Almighty Allah has gathered the knowledge of all the things in His person. In Mani al-Akbar, there is a tradition, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that when this verse was revealed on the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar were standing nearby, and asked whether the manifest Imam refers to Torah. He replied in the negative. Then, they asked whether it is Evangel, and he replied in negative. Again they asked that it must be the Quran. He replied, no. At that, Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, entered. The Prophet looked at him, and pointed towards him, and said, he is the manifest Imam, to him Allah has given the knowledge of all things.